Good morning, good afternoon, wherever anyone is today. I just have a great honor and privilege today to bring some great men of God that are wanting to come together in the wonderful state of Tennessee from all over TikTok. There is revival on TikTok that is going like a wildfire, a God's firewall of amazingness of people of all ages, all backgrounds. And it's just an amazing opportunity to see this first annual Freedom Festival in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, from July 5th and 6th at the amphitheater behind the Civic Center. There'll be worship, there'll be preaching, fellowship, testimonies, and this is a free open event for everyone. It's open to the public. You're going to learn about these wonderful men of God today as they share a little bit about themselves, more about the ministry, why God brought this together, and how TikTok is moving in revival and faith. Strong men leading and following God. This is such a wonderful honor and privilege to have everyone come together today to praise God and see his wonderful blessings. So to start this out, I'm going to pick Chuck because I know Chuck. It's Chuck's turn. I really am excited to see, everyone coming together, as I know you're kind of like a behind the scenes guy. I've been in both kinds of roles. I've been behind the scenes. I'm in the forefront. Just do a little quick little introduction about who you are and a little bit about what's coming.
My name is Chuck McDyer. I'm originally from Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. I am here in Tennessee working side by side with Wayne and his wife Ashley. With Lost and Found Fellowship, we are a newly started small non-denominational church here in the Oak Ridge, Clinton, Tennessee area. In addition to that, we also manage a TikTok Christian creator agency. We are presently up to about 42, 43 creators. And on any given day, our creators are on TikTok preaching and teaching the word of God in a variety of ways from probably 7 a.m. to 2 or 3 a.m. the following morning. It is our vision through this agency to just draw in creators with creative ideas to preach and teach the word of God and to support them in their endeavors on TikTok from something as simple as just being there to intercede for any kind of disputes with TikTok, moderating their chats if they like. That's not a requirement. and just supporting them in those endeavors. That's what we do. That's what I do. And anything that I can do to assist and to make that easier for everyone, that's pretty much the role I think I have here. And that includes this event that started off as just a conversation. Hey, it would be really cool if. And here we are, just a few weeks leading up into this. And I mean, I'm a bit of a skeptic when presented with ideas like, yeah, no, that's not going to fly. And just so I can show you, I'm going to do a little research. Well, I guess I'm the one that got showed because it started with, ooh, let's rent the amphitheater. How do you do that? Don't know. About to figure out. And they'll either rent us an amphitheater or, tell me to bugger off. And sure enough, they rented us an amphitheater. And just learning a lot about interacting with and interfacing with, different agencies and people within our local community and how everything works and in building relationships for the future. So I'm really excited. Like there's a good foundation laid. We have, things in place. We developed a relationship with the hotel to bring folks in because people are coming in from all over the country. We got, I mean, Charles, I believe, has the prize for the furthest. He's coming from Arizona. To someone like Wayne and I, who are 4 minutes down the street. But we are well over 100 TikTok creators and TikTok family converging on Oak Ridge for that weekend to praise, worship, celebrate the freedom we have in Christ. And to do life together for a weekend. And this is the first in what we hope to be an annual event here, and may well set the stage for similar events in different parts of the country. I mean, who knows what God's going to do with this, but I believe I speak for all of us when, hey, we're down. Let's go. Let's go.
Hey
So that's a
man,
little
it is
about
an
me.
amazing time. I totally agree. It's just exciting seeing how first time first, and it's that God stretching moment. And you say, Lord, here I am, send me. I don't know everything. I haven't experienced this before. And I'm really excited to see what God wants to do when you're a vessel willing to serve. That leads me to Wayne, it's your turn. I know you have a lot of opportunity here to share about what God is doing and how this is just going to grow. You want to share your story?
My name is Wayne Giles. I actually started out as a youth pastor of a church, me and my wife, and was approached one day. Well, we're on for a second. We decided that we wanted to start our own church. So the conversation started with Kelly Kay, and it kind of grew from there, and Chuck was part of Kelly K Ministries at the time. Well, me being me, the conversation stopped with Chuck and Kelly. However, it continued with me. And Chuck was like, I'm going to prove you wrong that this is not an easy task. So he started doing research. Well, then he found out that it wasn't as hard as he thought it would be. He came here. And within 3 days, we had the bylaws written. We had our church formed. We had the articles of incorporation that are required with, the state, and started from there. So then after that, I was approached by TikTok to start a Christian content creator agency. And kind of like Chuck, I'm skeptical. I'm like, is this some kind of scam or what? So I started doing my research. The lady that reached out to me had a valid email address. Then I looked her up on LinkedIn and found out that she was legitimately a TikTok employee. Went through the interview process, and she told me, what experience do you have with social media? And I told her, I said, well, I've got about 12,000 followers on YouTube, and Facebook, I've got about 10,000, and TikTok about 23,000 or whatever at the time. And I said, but I also do Discord as well. And she was like, well, what do you know about Discord? And I was like, well, I have 10,000 members in a Discord channel. And she was like, really? And it was like she was in complete shock. And I was like, yeah. I said, we use it for, Bible studies and stuff like that. And she was like, you're the person we want. And I was like, okay. You're gonna have to tell me what I'm doing first, because I have no idea what I'm doing. And so she kind of laid out the line, and she was like, "But you're it's up to you how you perceive people and how you take them in." And so I was like, "Well, okay, if it's up to me, then I'm gonna pray about each one that I'll let in, and it's going to be people that teach the Word of God. It's not gonna be, somebody that half teaches the word of God. It has to be, full-fledged scripture, not in facts, not based on like their opinion and stuff like that. So we created this agency. It grew. We started getting a lot of people applying, and they're like, hey, we've been looking for a Christian agency from day one, and we want to join. And so I started praying about people. I started letting people in, which then expanded. And then they're like, well, I've got this friend that wants to join too. And so it kind of grew. And then as we grew, I had this passion, because I was a youth pastor, I had the passion for the youth. I wanted to keep the youth off the streets and, protect them during prom and graduation and stuff like that. Because at that time, a lot of drunk drivers and things like that happened. And, it becomes an issue. So I joined as a social chair for this organization called Graduation Celebration, which then partnered with our church because they needed new staff because the people that were there had been there for over 20 years and they were ready to retire. And so now we are heading that project as well, which it was always a dream of mine anyway to keep them off the streets. So we rent out a bowling alley main event, and they can bowl all night, play laser tag, do the ropes course, all that stuff. We keep them out there till 4 a.m. And just protect them from, going out on the streets and getting drunk, getting, ran over by a car, things like that. So we partnered with that. Well, then it led to Charles reaching out to me and was like, "Hey, I feel like God's telling me to come to Tennessee." And I was like, "Okay." I was like, "That's good. Are you coming to visit?" He was like, "No." He was like, "God's telling me we're going to have a revival." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." I said, "Yeah, I'd planned on doing that next year." And he was like, "No, God's telling me we need to do it in July." And I'm like, "This July or next July?" And he's like, "No, this July." And I'm like, "That's kind of short notice, but okay, I'm down." And so it led to us creating this event, which things started falling into place, and the Spirit of God has moved over this whole event, even to the point where when we got the hotel, we created that partnership with them. They gave us a discount. They told us, "Hey, if it does well this year, we'll offer you a better deal next year." And we're like, "Okay, cool." And then they offered us their conference space for us to rent out. So now our church is moving from its current location to their conference room, which is right in the heart of Oak Ridge. And they were like, "By the way, one of the biggest churches in the area that has like eight churches now, satellite campuses, started here in this conference room." And we were like, "Oh, that really? Like, that's amazing." And they were like, "Yeah." They were like, "And we fully support churches and we want you to come here and have this space." And they were like, "Also, if you want to do baptisms, we'll close off the pool for 30, 45 minutes, however long you need, so you can do baptisms." So God's opening the doors and putting us in the right place. I think that this revival is going to just explode in this area, and it's going to spread the word of God. And for me, it's not about numbers. I don't care if people come and join our church or not. It's about getting the word of God out, getting those people saved, getting them, in the word of God, and they can plug themselves into any church they want to. So that's my story.
When God is in the middle of it, everything just falls into place, even if it's you've never done something before. And God is moving across America right now. There's pockets of revival, and it's spreading and it's connecting, and social media is growing, and the Christian community is growing, and there's people out there that are sick and they're tired and they're worn out and they're weary. They're wanting to unalive. They're wanting to get involved in all sorts of things that hurt themselves. And there's an opportunity for hope, peace, love, and joy here. And this is the season, this is the time. And Charles, as we bring you up, as I realize that this is an opportunity that may not have happened at any other point in history. With what God is doing. Like I said, at the same time, God is moving, the Holy Spirit's moving, the devil is all like, "Look at me, look over here, look at what I'm doing. I'm causing all this, pay attention to me." And then over here, God's saying, "Oh no, I'm going to sit here and bring a light in the darkness." Charles, would you share your story?
I'm gonna give a little snippet. I am a prodigal child of the king. I was literally cannonball jumping into hell. There's no other way to explain it. At 33 years old, God got a hold of my heart. Finally, I submitted and I surrendered and I got on my knees and I told him that if he was really real, to do something with my life. And that was 20 years ago. He has had me working with kids and getting to do all of this amazing stuff with children and adults and just lead them to Christ in such a phenomenal way. In October, I got on TikTok to check out my kids. I had like six followers, my wife and five of my boys. I got involved in politics. I'm pretty passionate about the unborn. I'm very passionate about the unborn and what we do. And so that got me a little bit of notoriety with a little Mexican guy standing up there saying that he wasn't voting for party lines and he was doing some things. And that started getting me invited to all of these different panels. And we would argue with people. And I'm a little passionate. And so I went from six people to about 800 people pretty fast. And at the end of the election, God said, "You're not going to do this anymore. You're going to start a fire." And I said, "We're going to start a fire. Okay. It doesn't make sense to me, but whatever you want me to do, whatever you want me to do." So I started a fire, and my day one, Songero showed up and started playing the piano. And this man could literally have gone to any panel on TikTok and made money and paid his bills and done whatever because he's phenomenal. And he would sit and play piano. And the first night we had three people, the entire live, come into the live. And I was just like used to 700 people, 900 people, 300 people. I was like, "Oh, okay, God, whatever you want." And I thought it was funny that it was three, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I was like, okay. It quickly grew into this wildfire of people showing up and going, "This place is so peaceful. This place is so peaceful." And we would just pray for people and we would pray for people. And then one night I decided to go live by myself and not send anything out to anybody. And he's like, "Just wait and watch." And all of a sudden, I had about 80 people just fly into my live, start cursing me out, start talking about Jesus, start doing all of this stuff. And I just started to pray. And for about half an hour, they stayed. And then all of a sudden, they left. And he told me, he goes, "See, he goes, I've got you. It doesn't matter who comes in." I was like, "Oh, okay, that was super weird. That was really crazy, but okay." And I really didn't understand what he was showing me, to be completely honest. I was just like, okay. Come December, we started gaining traction and we started having more and more people, and suddenly I'm at 1,000 followers. And I'm looking at my wife and I was like, "See, look, I'm TikTok famous." And she's like, "You're not famous. It's okay." My wife is very much my grounding point. And I'm a little excited at this point. And I'm talking to my kids about the fact that, my teenagers are starting to go, "You have 1,000 followers? That's kind of cool." And so it's enabling me to talk to them, and they're coming in and watching me talk about Jesus, and it's been kind of amazing. And then all of a sudden, my 20, 30-year-old kids, because we've been fostering kids for 20 years. We've raised over 200 boys and about 80 girls. And they start showing up. My lost kids start coming in and finding me because of my phone number. I have the same phone number for the last 25 years. And my kids are coming in and people are freaking out because then it's like, "Oh, he's not telling us a half truth. He's not telling." Like, my kids are showing up and they're talking about how they met me and what they're doing and why they love Jesus. And it's just amazing. And then all of a sudden, I start jumping to 2,000 followers. And I'm just like, okay, God, this is really weird. I don't understand. At the end of December, he said, "You're going to go live for 12 hours." And I was like, "No, I don't want to go live for 12 hours. Like, this is, yes, sir, I'll go live for 12 hours. And I said, but if I'm going to go live for 12 hours, I need a little bit different room. I need some setup. I need some things. And we're having this discussion. I run a group home. So we have 12 boys. And so I drive a lot. I'm Uber dad. And so I'm driving and I'm having conversation with God. And I get home and I walk into my little hole in the wall room where I do all my devotions and my quiet time with God. And my wife has hung up my American flag and my military flags, and she painted my desk, and she brought in a chair, and she went and did all of this stuff and hung pictures on the walls. And I looked at her and said, what are you doing? And she said, God said that you needed some space that was more yours. And I know that you don't care if it looks homey or not, but I do. And I was like, oh, okay, this, okay, God. We'll do 12-hour lives. And I was like, how do you want me to do this? What do you want me to do? And he says, you're going to do testimonies, because by the your shared testimonies and the blood of the Lamb, they will be saved. Like, okay, you don't want me to preach. You don't want me to, we're just going to share testimonies right now. And I will bring the people. It's like, okay, but I can't sing. Like, you just want me to share testimonies for 12 hours a day? Like, okay. And he goes, no. He goes, Songero's going to come do it with you. And Ryan and Angelique. And Ryan and Angelique were already way, like, Ryan and I knew each other from the politics stuff, but I reach out to both of them and they're like, that is a phenomenal idea. Can I join? And I'm like, okay. Okay, God, we're gonna do this. And Angelique's like, can I do like the first hour, see how it goes, and you know, if it's kind of weird or whatever, then I can leave. She goes, that's why I want to come to your panel. And I was like, oh, okay. So all of a sudden, people start coming in, and the first event that we had, over 10,000 people came through. And they stayed on TikTok. It's I want to say it's 40, 35 seconds that the average TikToker stays in a room, according to the analytics that I had. They were staying for 9.5 minutes to listen to stories about Jesus. And God was like, see what I'm going to do. And as it grew, I'm wandering the TikTok streets and I come across Joel. And he said, you're going to stop here. And I stop and I'm listening to this man, and I can see this glow around him. And I'm just like, okay. I said, can you bring him over here to the thing and we can do this? And he goes, ask him. And I'm like, okay. And so I asked him, he didn't see it. And then he messages me later. And he shows up and starts doing this. And all of a sudden, I've got artists from all over reaching out to me to ask if they can come to my panel that he's given me. And I'm just like, and I realize something as I'm passionate and I'm pouring out and I'm doing, he's using these worship leaders, letting me watch them worship him. And he's filling me back up. So suddenly, at the end of 12 hours, I'm not tired anymore. And I have just a little bit of energy, but I'm going and I'm going. And I'm just like, okay, God, this is okay. And then Ryan and Chuck know each other. Ryan and Wayne know each other. And Wayne shows up and I see the Navy thing on his stuff. And so I start talking trash because I'm Marine Corps, and we're having a little bit of fun. And Ryan's like, no, that's my friend. And I was like, we're brothers. It's okay. I'm just giving him a hard time because he's Navy and I appreciate the rides. So we don't have to swim so far. And you know, it kind of went over Ryan's head, but we both understood what we were doing. And we knew each other, but we didn't really know each other. And so as we're going through this, it's like, okay, we're TikTok friends, and this is cool. And then Chuck shows up, and I'm like, okay, this is cool. And all of a sudden, our max is we have 16,000 people come through for over 10 minutes to listen about Jesus. And we're just like, this is something else. And then he goes, you're going to do Tuesdays and Thursdays, and you're going to teach parenting classes and relationship classes, because we need to reestablish the family. That's what you've been talking about this entire time. The men actually need to be fathered. That's why you're raising boys, because you're going to raise the boys out of these men so that I can father them and we can actually create the men and the leaders in this country that we need to have. And we're going to do this so that the women can stop living in their masculine and they can actually live in their feminine energy, because that's what they're supposed to be. There's something so beautiful and elegant and powerful in their feminists. And I was like, oh, okay. And we're doing this, and they're talking about opening up this church. And I'm praying for him, and I'm like, okay, God, this is awesome. And he goes, you're going to go to Tennessee. And I was like, oh, cool. I've never been to Tennessee. Let's go to, oh, we could go to Tennessee, and I can go to Nashville because my favorite team plays in Nashville. God's like, so stop talking. You're going to go to Tennessee, and you're going to do a revival, and you're going to preach. And I was like, no, that I don't think that's going to work. I don't really know these guys. And he's just like, and at this point, anything he tells me to do, I just do. You want me to do it, I'll do it. Okay, I'll do it. So I reached out to Wayne, and I was like, hey, let's do a revival in Tennessee. I want to come visit. And so we have this conversation, and I'm like, no, he wants us to do a revival, and he's going to set it up. And we're also not going to ask anybody for any money. We're not going to ask for a brick or a buck, partially because the company that I work for has been around for 70 years, and they've never asked for a brick or a buck. They don't get any state funding or federal funding. And it costs like $5 million a year to run this place. And it's all done by donations. And God wanted us to show TikTok world specifically, but there's a lot of prophets that are selling books and doing all of these things and guilting people into getting a word from God and wanting their money. And as a Catholic kid, I can't stand the organized religion of, here, give me money and I'll tell you about Jesus. I don't want to do that ever. I want to tell anybody that they can about Jesus. And if I have to pay money out of my own pocket to do this, then he'll refill it. But he's doing these amazing things and making it possible. We've also watched in the last couple of weeks, all of us get attacked on some amazing levels. And all of a sudden, my buddy Dave, who I came across one day, he has been doing revivals for over 30 years. He's been involved in all of these things. And he's like, well, if you want, you need some help, let me know. And I was like, no, I don't want your help. I want you to come. And he's like, what do you mean? He goes, you do know I get paid to go do these events. And I said, yeah. I said, God will take care of that. I said, whatever he wants to do. I said, but you're going to come because we need help, because we don't know what we're doing. This is our first ever revival. This is our first ever thing. It's going to be multiples, and you're supposed to come. And so I hook him up with Joel, and suddenly they start talking, and all of a sudden Dave's going to bring all of his equipment. So now we don't have to pay for all of the equipment. And like, then they get the call about all the soundboard and all of this stuff, and God just continues to work it out. The biggest thing that we have a need for is we created a merch thing for this so that we could pay for it. And we're having a lot less people order than we thought we would. We know God's going to start working in this next couple of weeks, and people are really going to start ordering the merch, because that's kind of how people do. And it's kind of how God does. He doesn't give you all of the stuff up front. He makes you trust him in the process. But we've watched him work. We've gotten to watch our Savior work in pulling people together and creating this desire to come to Tennessee for a family reunion. But it's not just a family reunion. We're going to come and we're going to help our brothers start a church where Joel and I's passion is, yeah, this is great. You can say a little prayer and say that you believe in Jesus, but we need to disciple you and we need to make sure that you're not just going to fall back into your old ways. And we're not. So we're going to bring these people and go in TikTok world. We're going to bring them into the real world together. And we're going to minister to a community that none of us have ever been to. And we're going to love on some people. And then we're going to be like, hey, and you know what? We're even going to come back next year. Because we're not just going to pour into you this year. We're going to come back next year. And we want to hear stories and we want to stay connected. And we want you to go to these two men's church or any of the other churches that they've connected with. Because that's how you set a revival in a town and in a community, is you get the actual churches to be the body of Christ instead of body parts. We get to do this thing together for God. It's not about me. It's not about, oh, I should tell you about kingdom business. And I'll end with that. God told me it's not about raising voice platform. And I was like, I know it's not. It's about you. He goes, no. People have to have something to call this. And so he had me draw this crude little heart in this thing, because I draw like a 3-year-old, and I show Joel and I'm like, look at what we're gonna do. And he's like, I don't even know if that's a heart. Like, I am not even sure what that is. I'm like, it's a heart. Trust me, it's a heart. And this is why we're going to do it, because this is all about our heart. Everything that we're going to preach, every single thing that we're going to preach is about the heart, because that's what Christ was at in every single thing that he taught. It was about our hearts and our heart posture towards him. So you're going to call it KBLR. And I'm like, because it's kingdom business, because it's about my business. It's not about yours. It's not about Joel's. It's not about anybody else's. It's about my business. You are about my business. Your purpose on this earth is to glorify the kingdom. It's like, okay. And he said, and the LR is because you rolled away the stone. Let's roll. He said, people will get behind that mantra, and it's let's roll. They rolled away the stone and they rebuild a risen king. Because we serve a God who's alive. And then he gave me the three little hearts, and it's Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And he had me putting KBLR in the political lives with the three little hearts, because I noticed that everybody else wasn't doing anything. And then my three little red hearts got noticed. And people were bringing me up into panels. And as he explained to me what it was going to look like and why. And then, because I have autistic kids and parents struggle so badly with kids with autism and learning disabilities, we put in the green puzzle piece so that parents would just know this is a safe place to be. He is doing all of this, and he's bringing people like us together who are nomads and wild ones and wanderers who have learned how to survive on their own with him in this wilderness. But he's now bringing us all together, because we don't care what the population thinks about our Jesus. We don't care what all the world says we have to do about this or that. We've already learned how to survive being tormented and bullied and picked on and talked about. But now he's going to bring us all together so that we can thrive. And he's going to do this thing in Tennessee. We're going to baptize people at a lake, and they're just going to come. And we're bringing worship leaders from all over the place who legitimately aren't singing for applause. They're singing because they're worshiping him, and they're going to allow us to get to be part of it. Everybody that he's pulled together in this community, it's not about anybody's ego. but we all get to be who we are and loved for who we are. And if you would have told me all this time ago that we would be doing a revival in 3 weeks, I would have been just as skeptical as the other two. I don't see how that's going to work. I don't know anything about this. But God, it's always been about his kingdom business. We just need to get out of the way and let him do what he wants to do through us. And with that, I'll end my plane. Thank you.
You're welcome. As this team is coming together, I'm seeing God just blow the statistics away of the normal plan. He's using ordinary people to do extraordinary things. He's bringing about, as you said, the Father's business. It's an opportunity to live in this world and not be of this world, and to go forward and do what God has called us to do. Which brings me to our good friend Joel, as Charles was talking about. So, Joel, you want to share your story, how you got involved in this?
Absolutely. It's been a crazy, crazy ride. I mean, literally, I'll go back a year ago. The Lord's been showing me by essentially when I'm going through sicknesses, it takes me and shows me and reveals me things. So about 14 months ago, I've been trying for probably 20 years to go take away smoking cigarettes. It's one of my biggest crutches. I was in and out of youth ministries. I've been in and out of church ministries. And that, like, the biggest thing that I just couldn't get rid of with all of the stuff that I've done. And I say stuff because I don't want to give the enemy an inch more than he could ever even possibly get. So all of the stuff that God's gotten rid of, I still had that crutch. I still had that smoking cigarettes. 14 months ago, I got sick. Just the flu. Nothing crazy. But it was long enough for me to, and if you've ever been around that, you're still dumb enough, even when you got the full-on flu of 104 fever, to still go indulge. Well, I went 3 days and I walked to my wife and I said, I haven't had one in 3 days. She's like, really? She's like, are you gonna try quitting? I'm like, yeah. I prayed the week before that for God to reveal how to get rid of this because I was done. But I didn't know how to do it by myself. In a way. So he made a way. So come January, I get a little cold. I call out of work and I'm just sitting in bed and I'm doing the normal thing of doom scrolling on TikTok for something fun. Just mindless, meaningless thing. And I see somebody leading worship. I've been a worship leader for over 20 years. I've been on staff at a church for 8 years. God's like, what are you doing? Why are you only doing it here? I said, well, that's just what I've always been. I've always been comfortable. This is where I'm supposed to be. And he says, no. You got to do it everywhere. Don't just do it in the box. Don't just do it at the church. And don't get me wrong, I've done mission trips. I've done different ministries. But I've always had that. I've got to do it here. I have to do it here. This is where I'm supposed to do my ministry. He said, no. Wake up and do it here. You're supposed to worship me as a lifestyle. You're supposed to worship everywhere. I said, okay. I knew nothing. I had seven followers on January 6th. Seven followers. Researched, figured out exactly what I needed to do. And I'm like, just going here and saying, you know, God always, God first, God loves you. And I'm just preaching as much as I possibly can in every room that I can, just to be able to go live, just so I can preach the gospel and to worship. I just wanted to spread the gospel through music and show others that you could worship on a social media platform. 9 days later, I had enough followers to go live. On my fourth live, Charles comes through. I'm just doing my normal thing on a Tuesday night, just worship. And the funny thing is I think that was the first time I did the message on what is worship. I spent about 30 minutes talking about biblically what worship is. So I'm on a roll. I'm looking at the chat, but I'm not fully interacting. I'm just doing my thing. And then afterwards, I see go through the comment section and I see Charles going, "Can you come to my live and play tomorrow?" Well, this time I've never been in someone else's platform on that aspect. It was like, "Hey, come and play." I remember saying to my wife, "Somebody asked me to come play in their platform tomorrow." She said, "Go." I said, "Okay." So I show up and I get in there and I say hi, and he's like, "Hey, Joel, you want to come up and worship?" I'm sure. Hit the button and I join. I was internally struggling with so many different things. But one of those things was, am I supposed to be doing this? Am I supposed to be getting out of the box of the churches? Am I supposed to be doing this? I didn't know what I was doing. I was just going an uphill battle. And I'm praying and I'm trying to figure out and I'm doing my quiet times and just crying out to the Lord. And here comes this guy that says, "Come worship and sing a song for us." And it was his third worship or Wake Up the World Wednesday. I got the confirmation. I looked at it and he literally says to me, he goes, "Whatever you're doing, don't stop." And I remember chuckling and saying, "This is confirmation that I should be doing this everywhere, and this is where God wants me to be." Because again, this platform of TikTok was not designed for what we're doing. The enemy designed it for the meaningless doom scrolling of mindless, funny videos. And now we're doing using as a platform to grow the kingdom. To preach, teach, and correct, and express our worship back to him through praises and stretching our hands. We just want to, if we can reach one person per live, just one, to open up their eyes to see that it is love, and then there's peace, and there's places, and there's still these followers of Christ that are decent and actually do what the Bible says. They don't just say, "Yeah, I'm going to do this." No, they literally disciple. They actually do want to, they really do love you. They really want to teach you. They really want to grab the Bible and say, "This is what the Bible says. This isn't what Joel says. This isn't what Charles says or what Wayne says or Chuck. This is where the Word of God, the living Word." Crazy thing is for 20 plus years, I've been a worship leader. I've always been the worship guy, I've always been the music guy. And I was okay with that. Now God's saying, "You're not just the worship guy. You're not just the worship leader at a church. I'm going to send you out and you're going to do amazing things through worship. But you're going to start preaching. You're going to start discipling. You're going to start teaching. And you're going to do all of the things that you did for your own flesh for years, doing Discord gaming servers and doing all of this stuff. And you're going to do it for your. For the kingdom, for kingdom business. If one person can see God's love, I'm happy. But we're doing something 8 weeks after just an idea or a conversation, we're going to come together to try to reach an entire community. Again, if one person shows up, I'd be happy. We have over 100 registered. At least 15, if not more, people that are just going to the one hotel that we know of. I know there's more coming. We're doing this on a platform that was designed for evil, and we're bringing 100 plus people already coming together to worship, praise, teach, and just want to love on each other. Be like-minded Christians. Can you imagine 100 Christian people? Christ followers, disciples coming together on one area for one weekend with this sole purpose of loving on each other. It's love. Two greatest commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind, and love your neighbor. It comes down to love because Christ is love. We're going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to have some food. I'm sure there's going to be some goofing around. But the entire directive is to be the church together and reach a community and love on people. That's all. I've got nine different worship leaders coming from places all over the country, from Ohio to Indiana, possibly Florida. We got Tennessee. I'm from New Jersey. We've got all different states. We're going to come together on one stage and just worship together. And I am super excited to see how the worship leaders are able to show you the presence of Christ. We want to seek the presence of Christ, not just the hands. We want to seek the presence of Christ, not just the blessings. If I can see a sliver of that shine come through, of the presence of Him looking on us, and when we align our heart posture all together with nine of us, let alone 100 of us, if not reaching 400 to 1,000 of us all in one area for a weekend, and baptizing, not just a little dunk tank, not just inside of a church. We're going to go to a local lake and we will spend all day if we have to, showing the world through our expression through baptism that I don't care who sees it. I don't care if you're live streaming it. I don't care if you're just driving by or if you're in the crowd. I am a believer of Christ. Look at me because I'm a Jesus freak. The word Christian has been watered down for so many years. I want to be able to build disciples. Let them understand that they are loved and Christ loved them first. But we're going to worship, we're going to praise, we're going to preach, we're going to have some fun. And I am super excited to see what the Lord's going to do. If just the glimpse that we see on TikTok on a regular basis is what we see for 10 minutes, when there's 100 of us that are converging, let alone 400 of us converging or 1,000 of us converging over the entire weekend, I don't know. But I don't want to put God in a box. We just want to be obedient. God told one person to do it this year. Wayne and his wife already knew that something was going to happen eventually. God took me out of the church setting so that I can have the opportunity to do this. I just want to love like Christ and express that through my worship as a lifestyle, through my prayer, through reading the word, getting taught the word, and expressing it through worship and through praises. If it's just a glimpse, if one person gets affected, we did our job. Just one. If one person, the Lord accepts into the kingdom over 3 days, we did our job. But I know the Lord's going to move mountains with the amount of obedience and faith and the heart posture of the people that just want to serve and submit and surrender it all. Here I am, Lord, send me. I land my plane and say, let's just worship together. Thank you.
I believe that God is moving. He's faithful when we serve Him in honor and truth. He's faithful when we become a vessel and we say, Lord, here am I, send me. Today is the day, this hour in this moment. What are we going to do? Are we going to just sit back and not listen to the call of what God's doing? TikTok revival. Would you thought that? And it's not just TikTok because you could share it across all the other social media platforms. It's social media revival. We are living in days of a sense of urgency. There are people that need to hear the gospel today. And if you are interested in being a sponsor, if you're interested in wanting to buy merchandise, you want to register, we have the information for you. You want to follow these great men of God, we have the links for you can follow them, join their lives, and follow the journey of what God is doing. Because this is the day, this is the time. And I believe wholeheartedly that God is going to do an amazing thing. And this will become, as you said, it's a lifestyle, and there's dialogue behind the scenes, like, well, Lord, are we just starting on TikTok? Okay, now we're gonna go to Tennessee, and what's gonna be birthed out of Tennessee? Because you will become a voice of revival. Say it with me. I am a voice of revival. When you are revived and the Holy Spirit lights you up, you can't shut up. You can't hide it. You can't contain it. It goes everywhere you go. When you have a prayer life and you're reading your word, you're fasting, you're involved with your community, you're involved with your church, God opens those doors for you. You hear from the Holy Spirit. You hear from Jesus saying, I will be the salt and the light in the world. You might be just driving down your car and you don't know what you prayed about. You might be going into a store. You don't know what you prayed about. This is the opportunity. This is the time. So, whichever one of you wants to unmute and share about how to get involved, where to register, and all those details, it's whichever one of you wants to say that. If you want Joel to do it, Charles, Joel, which one do y'all want to do it?
So if you can go, we'll have the links available for you. So we have a link that's just for registration. The event is completely free. It's just so we can kind of figure out how many people are coming in so we can make sure we have enough facilities, that we can have enough food, we can make sure that we can facilitate everybody, right? And then there's also a link just for the discounted for the hotels. So one of the hotels that we've gotten the deal for that Wayne was also talking about, that they've grown a great relationship. You can literally walk to the event. You can walk out, and there's literally a walkway straight to it. And that's one of the, one of the aspects, and that's one of the links. The big thing for this entire thing is we're not asking for and begging for money and for at the door. Like, it's not, here's, it's this amount of money to come into the area. We're not asking for that. We want to give you something back. So the way that we're going to be able to do this is you can buy a shirt, you can buy a water bottle. That helps us offset it. That helps us be able to do this. If you feel like you want to sponsor and actually put your name on the back of the shirt, there's another link for that. If you feel that you can't come and you want to be able to do that, and you want to help bless other people, there's a link for that. But if you give over X amount of dollars, we'll be able to put your logo on the shirt, and you'll be able to have, advertising for that. But we want to thank you for blessing us to be able to put on God's event. It's not our event. We're just showing up and pushing buttons and playing some music and talking. This is God's telling us, and we're just trying to be obedient. So if you have the ability or the drive or and want to do this, we'll have all the links available. But again, this is a free event. We just want to do it for him. So if you're available and able to, the links will be available. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Joel. And at this time, I'm going to ask Brother Charles to close us out in prayer. Like I said, this is an opportunity to see what God is doing. Again, the location is 1403 Oak Ridge Turnpike, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, 37830. Again, that's 1403 Oak Ridge Turnpike, Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Brother Charles, can you lead us in prayer?
Father God, I thank you for today. I thank you for what you, thank you in advance for what you are going to do in Tennessee. Daddy, I ask that you would bring every single broken-hearted soul who needs to hear who you are. I also ask that you would bring the workers, because we know that they are few, but this harvest is going to be many. Daddy, I ask that you would just encourage us, show us what we can do with the financial side of it as we trust you with this. Show us what we're going to do moving forward as we go into all of this. But more important than all of that, as everybody's hearts start to get worried and we start to fret and do those things that we do as human beings, help us to stop. Look up and say, I know that you have this. We're trusting you that what you told us was going to come to fruition. Remind us that our humble hearts towards each other and towards you is what brought us all together. Remind us that that is what we are supposed to be about. Kingdom business, not our own, but yours. Help us to be aware of each other's needs and wants because we are who we are. But Father God, I ask, I come to you boldly to the throne. I ask that you would fill this amphitheater to overflowing with people, that all of the TikTok reunion folks would get together and it not be about us, that it would be about you, that you would prepare their hearts in such a way that they're paying attention to the community at large, that we leave on the 7th with such an amazing impression upon the community that the people want to go to church. And as Wayne said, whether it's their church, one of the other Bible-believing churches that you already have ordained, whatever it is, Father, but there will be such a revival in this community that the violence will stop, that the pharmaceutical representations would leave the community because there's such a bright light in that community now that belongs to you, that the people would just flock to you, Father. Not because it's a hip thing to do, but because their hearts are broken for you. Break their hearts for what breaks yours and show us what this looks like. And Daddy, if your intention is to use this as our first jumping off spot, make that clear as well. We just want to be obedient to what it is you are asking us to do. And as Joel said, at the end of this, if one person shows up and says, because of what you guys did, I believe in Jesus, it'll be worth it. But we are believing for you to do this to overflowing in every aspect of our lives. Teach us what it's like to walk into the fire as it's something none of us have ever done. Some people think we're crazy, Father. Show them that we're just crazy for you. I ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Chuck, Charles, Joel, Wayne, for this wonderful opportunity. Four great, wonderful men of God. This is going to be the Lord's Day. Stay tuned. Revival is coming to Tennessee. God bless.